I was the last single man standing. All the others had been sold off like bulls at the county fair, but by the highest bidding woman, who most likely wanted a wild ride with a prime stud. I was sure that wasn't what Reverend Abernathy had in mind as he'd emceed the Charity Bachelor auction. A coffee date, maybe lunch or a summer evening ice cream cone. Alice, our family housekeeper, and the woman who'd volunteered me and my brothers for the event, probably agreed. But she wanted us paired off and knew it wasn't going to happen playing Scrabble. Maybe Naked Twister. Now that could be fun. Last but not least, Reverend Abernathy said, clapping his hands once, joining me backstage. This has turned out to be a bigger success than we ever imagined. The glee on his face at the sum being raised to help the youth program at the community center couldn't be missed. I'm glad it's working out, I replied. You could do it again next year, he encouraged. Next year? Hell no. I'd been debating an offer to run a bar in Cozumel for the winter while my buddy Kent went on a once-in-a-lifetime trek across Africa. Kent had called a few weeks ago, giving me time to consider. I had the job qualifications. Besides needing a lot of sunscreen and buying a pair of swim trunks, I could easily take over. But the Reverend's suggestion of me being in another bachelor auction had me in Mexico before the first frost, and maybe staying longer than just the winter. I hadn't made a final decision yet, but the man of God sure was helping. He tapped his lip with a finger. I have a feeling the pool of eligible bachelors may be a little smaller. You mean Huck and Sarah? My brother and Sarah O'Banion had been sweethearts, years ago, but they'd broken up. Hadn't talked since. Until just now when Sarah had bought Huck in the auction. I had no idea why she'd done it, but she'd put in the only bid and a high one, so she had a reason. He shrugged. There is hope they will have their happy ending. I hoped I could have a happy ending with my date and not the permanent kind. A quickie that left us both sweaty and satisfied was just fine with me. With that eager thought in mind, I set my hand on the Reverend's shoulder and gave him my patented smile. Let's do this. He nodded and led me out onto the stage, then picked up the microphone to be heard over the rowdy group of women. I gave a little wave and they clapped. Last up is Thatcher Manning. Let's see if he can top his brother's high bids. $10, a woman from the back shouted. Everyone laughed at the small amount and I offered a small bow. The bidding slowly rose and I recognized a few of the women who'd called out. $75. Everyone looked the latest bidder who was at one of the round tables in the center of the room. Miss Turnbuckle, the elderly town librarian. Gray hair pulled back in a bun, white blouse beneath a pale blue cardigan, reading glasses dangling by a chain. Sawyer Huck and I had joked earlier in the week that she'd probably bid on one of us. And she had. Me. Inwardly, I sighed. There was going to be coffee. Idle chatting, although Miss Turnbuckle and I both had a love of reading and we could discuss books. Books. No happy ending. That was for fucking sure. I felt a twinge of disappointment. Sawyer had carried a redhead over his shoulder, fireman style, from the auditorium. Huck had been bought by an old flame. Any other bids? The Reverend called. No one spoke up. Only whispers and murmurs could be heard. Of course no one was going to now. Who would ruin the older woman's chance? I didn't know if Miss Turnbuckle had bid on any of the other guys, but it seemed she let the other women have their turn at winning a bachelor. Now it was hers. Me. Actually, this was good. Fine. I didn't need any kind of clingy woman thinking that buying me at a bachelor auction was going to be more than a date. I didn't do attachments. Girlfriends, long term. A night of sweaty, energetic sex was one thing, but a relationship? Not a chance. That wasn't going to happen with Miss Turnbuckle. The date would be simple. I'd pick her up at her door, take her for coffee, behave like the perfect gentleman, and talk about the latest mystery bestseller and deliver her safely and happily back home. I'd still give her a sly smile at the library whenever I went in, but she wouldn't read into it or make assumptions. Going once. I could do this. A few hours and my good deed for the kids of the Bend would be done. I winked at the librarian, who narrowed her eyes, seeing right through my charm, as usual. Twice. Sold. Reverend Abernathy called.